carry on and finish
his
job.
This is your did all his
practice. I was just on the way out of the door, and for some reason, I just grabbed a hymn book and a Bible, and I came back in on this very floor, and I sat on the floor, and I said, I've asked you to help me so many times, but, you know, I can't get off this gear. It's killing me. And I'm hurting myself, and I'm hurting a lot of people. And then I just felt inside my heart that I've been set free, and I knew I was set free.
Martin Jones might be reformed now, but it's not always been the case.
And this is where place I used to come, because this is where I found, in churches, I used to find a lot of people that would be susceptible to my deception, and that's why I came. I would seek out churches, really, because it was easy to take advantage of a person in a church. I thought, if I can suck a praying Christian, I can sucker anybody.
As part of this new reformed lifestyle Martin is now living, he's actually taken it upon himself not just to apologise, but to try to pay people back money that he's taken from them in the past. It's sort of a good deed bucket list, where he has to tick off everyone that he's stolen from.
There was a guy, and he was riding his bike along, and his name was Richard, and he lives in Cambridge. And he always used to go by me because he knew what I'd done. I'd stole a camera from his house. And I ran after him and said, Richard, I'm sorry, I should never done that in the first place, you know. And the guy just carried on riding his bike. And I said, Richard, I'm a Christian now. I said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. He just carried on riding. I said, Richard, I want to pay you back. He stopped there and then, you know, and he gave me his attention. And I explained that I'm sorry. And we came to an amount that he thought that I owed him. And we went over to Cashpoint there and then, paid him. And he's a very, very kind gentleman. I've seen him a few times since, and he always says hello.
What is in it for you? I've got to ask, what is in it for you, paying these people back? What do you get from it?
It's not about me. It's about I've done wrong. And I have a conscience, and I think it's important that I make these steps to put things right.
It's been well over 18 years now since Martin first got clean from drugs, but he's still desperate to tick more names off of his list.
Well, this might trigger something that for other people that might say, oh, you know, that's that Martin Jones, I remember him. So you might bring another 5, 10, 15, 20. I don't know. But I'm prepared to pay. So, you know, it, in whatever means I feel is right, whether it's giving of my time or whether it's just making restitution financially.